Haftarah, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayeshev. Today's shiur was prepared together with my chavrusa, mostly from him, Rav Aryeh Kotowark Shlita. Here goes. Koyamar Hashem, al shloisha pisha Yisrael, vel arba lo yashivenu. Hashem says, I let slide three weird averis, but the fourth, I won't be able to tolerate anymore. Too much. Strike four, you're out. What is it? What were the averis? And the Navi goes on and lists different averis. Al michra, makeseth, tzaddik. They were willing to sell away righteous people. The judges were willing to take bribes and just for money give away righteous people. The evyuim bavor nalayim. For very simple things, they would just, you know, give over poor people, make them lose. Pasuk goes on, describes more and more how terrible they are. Hashayefim al afar arz v'raish dalim. They're desiring, their sheifas, their desires, is just to, wherever they walk, just to somehow get to the poor people. And a son and his father are brazen enough, chutzpahdik enough, to go together with no shame and do znus with a nara merasa. Ve'al begodim chavulim yatu. And then they force people that owe them money to give them clothing. And what do they do with the clothing? They use it when they go to their Avodah Zarah, Mizbechas Avodah Zarah. And they drink stolen, forbidden wines, which they confiscated from people in Beis Avodah Zarah. And then the Navi says, and I had done so much good to Klal Yisrael. I conquered, helped them destroy the Amori. They're so strong with so many. I helped you win over them. I took care of them in every possible way. No gayim. Not in their angel form, not in their physical form. I took you around the midbar. I took care of you, supplied you, made sure that you were safe and sound and comfortable. I did everything from you, for you. I made you be holy. I gave you prophets. I gave you Nazirim, special, separate, high people. Don't you agree this is all true? But what did you do? You did refuse to be associated with the Nevi'im and Nazirim, and you didn't allow them to do their jobs even to inspire you. So the pasuk speaks about punishments which are going to happen. Because we refuse to appreciate all the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. And so the Pasha Pshat of the Haftarah is saying there were three Averis, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to tolerate, but there's a fourth, which is too much, and then it gives this whole list of Averis. Now the Malbim is Masber, that it's not really a fourth, really three strikes is out. However, says the Malbim, that when it says the fourth, it means that you did those Averis, you did those three, in such an intense way, in quality and quantity, that those three Averis were counted so strongly as if it was a fourth. Let's just explain. What are the three Averis? The three Averis that Hashem said He would overlook, believe it or not, is Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shrichas Damim. But Hashem won't overlook the fourth. So the Malbim learns that the fourth is that Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shrichas Damim was done in such a intense way, Bekamos Lubeichos, that Hashem says, I can't tolerate anymore. And he goes over and explains how the psukim, which we just read, are really showing how badly they had sunk when it came to the three cardinal sins. First, it says, speaks about murdering. He says they would sell someone away, means not just make him lose a court case. They would have him killed for some money. If you paid one side, yeah, we'll work and we'll find some aid against him. We'll set him up, get him killed. They would even do it for a pair of shoes. And then the pasuk says, concerning Znus, the Ishva Aviv Yelchu Lanar Laman Chalal Hashem Kach, your father and son. You know, the people embarrassed. They would secretly Znus. No, they would do it publicly. They would do it to go with your beloved, someone you normally would be so embarrassed in front of. They would go along and do it. And then, as far as Avodah Zarah, like Pasuk Chas says, they would confiscate things from poor people and use it for Avodah Zarah. So they were stealing to help them serve Avodah Zarah. So these three Averis were done in a very, very strong way. So that's what the fourth Averis is, according to the Malam. Now, L'chayr, this Malam is a little bit shver, It's against the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vavon Beis, the Gemara asked the Stira. It says in Iyov, Hein Kol Eila Yifal El Pa'am Shalish. The Pasuk says in Iyov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a person two or three chances, but not more than three chances. And over here in Navi, in Amos, in Naftarah today, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to number four. So the Gemara asks this question, does Hashem give three strikes out or four strikes out? And the Gemara says, Kan B'Yochid, Kan B'Tzibur. If it's a Yochid, Hashem does three, Tzibur, Hashem does four. So how could the Malbim say that this fourth in this Pasuk is really just an intensified version of those three? The Gemara says that by Tzibur, there's four. So I think we could answer it based on Rebbeinu and Eibishitz. Rebbeinu and Eibishitz writes in his Pirush on the Haftarah, why is a Yochid three? And why is it Tzibur four? And he explains that when it comes to a Yochid, everybody on their own knows what their sins are. They know what their Averis are. And Hashem gives them two or three chances, and that's it. Strike out. However, when it comes to a Rabbim, because people don't always know what happened in the Rabbim, people might not realize it, and they might not see the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. So Hashem says, I will not punish until four times. Four times is already so obvious that you're sinful, Hashem says I can punish already. Well, according to the Malbim, it's not a problem, because if those three Averis were done in such an intense way, like the Malbim describes in Kamas and in Echos, that everybody knows about it, so there's no difference between three and four, because the point is made for the Malbim, we could say, is absolutely right. Of course he knows the Gemara, and he knows the Pasuk. The Pasuk says four, it means that those three were the same as four. It's something which is so big, so terrible, deserve, Chas v'Shalom, to be very, very punished. Now that's all the Pasuk Pshat in the Pesukim. Everybody knows that this is the Haftarah Parsha Vayesha, there has to be a connection to the Parsha, and very famous, Yalka Shemoni Darshans, that beginning of the Haftarah, when it speaks about Al Mikram Bakesev Tzadik Ve'evyoim Bavorna Alayim, the Yalka Shemani Darshans, that this is referring to Yosef himself, who was sold by the brothers for a pair of shoes. So it's very nice. We have one little half pasuk, which, according to the Medrash, is referring to Yosef, and that makes it the Haftarah. The Radak explains a little bit more. What's the aspect of the shoes? He says, well, in those days, Kinyonim were done with shoes, like you see in Megillas Rus. Show off Ishnali, Nasan Reu, the Radak. Raising an Irish, as he's going to drop more, that since Yosef was being sold for an Eved, and Avada normally would walk around barefoot, he brings rice, and the significance of the walking around barefoot was because since the Kinyon was done with shoes, so we were showing that you owe nothing, and you have no rights, and you don't have any permission to make any Kinyonim. So that's the concept of selling for shoes, showing him that you are an Eved, nothing more but an Eved. Okay, so this Pasuk is a very strong remez for Yosef being an Eved, and actually this is the source for Yosef being called Yosef HaTzadik in Tanakh, is in this Pasuk. But is this a lone Pasuk? Are there other, maybe, proofs, excuse me, sources we can substantiate and show that, to support this idea, that this Pasuk is speaking about Yosef. So, again, Rabbi Yeber Kutwak, he found some beautiful other Amazim in the Haftarah, in the Pesuk which we learned before, how it might even actually be referring to Yosef HaTzadik. So, besides the first Pasuk, which Medrash says Averis is referring to Yosef, let's go on. We had the Pasuk, V'ish V'aviv Yechu Al Anara. A father and son would go to this with an arm of us. A terrible, terrible Averis. Well, we know Yosef was the opposite. Yosef, when he was challenged morally, with Nusrat Eitz Petifa, like the Gemara says, in Saita, according to one man, the Yomar, Malach the Imamish, what stopped him? Rashi Bintas some Chumash, what stopped him? He was stopped by Dius Tukti Shal Aviv. See, he used his father for inspiration to stay pure and not become immoral. Masha'in Kain, the Navi is speaking about people who, together with their father, when their father should be someone of a source of inspiration, they use it to go against. And the Sefarim actually say, someone's having a spiritual hard time, he should conjure up an image of his father, and it will help him. Next, Naftarah speaks right away after Al Begadim Chavulim Yatu, how they steal clothing and they misuse it. They use it for Avodah Zarah. Well, in the story of Yosef, we know they took his kesayin, his pasim, and they misused it to fool Yaakov Avinu, if we're allowed to say that, into thinking Yosef was killed by a chaya. Then we have the pasuk afterwards that speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you Nazirim, and you forced them to drink wine, you didn't allow them to be Nazir. We know that Yosef himself, it's written in Vayechi, and in Vezayis HaBracha, L'kotkoy Nazirachav, how he was a Nazir separated and a special parish from everybody else. And some of Farsh even learned Kibshutai that he was a Nazir from the Yayin somehow. And Rashi and Chomish brings in Parshas Mikates at the end of the Parsha that the Bnei Yisrael, that the Shvatim, after many, many years, sat with Yosef in Mitzrayim before they knew it was Yosef, and for the first time he allowed himself and they allowed themselves to drink wine. So there was Mamash HaBachina of Naziris, and the Haftarah is also referring to this concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a gift of Naziris, and it was used sometimes maybe the wrong way. Then there's a pasuk in the Haftarah which speaks about the punishments that Jewish people will get for not appreciating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them, like you said. And the pasuk says, the right pasuk. A moment. Here you go. Va'amitz liboy bagiborim, and he who was once bold and mighty, arum yonis b'yamuhu namashem, will have to run away naked. And the pasuk doesn't say he means naked without his weapons. But doesn't this pasuk remind us of Yosef, who was a strong, mighty warrior, and he had to run away, arum naked, leaving that garment behind in the hands of Eishes Potiphar? Do we see perhaps another remez to Yosef over here? And then there's a very famous pasuk towards the end of Haftarah that says, "Ki lo yaseh Hashem alikim davar," Hashem will never do anything. "Kim gila soyday al avadav anaviim," unless he reveals it before to his servants, the Naviim. And we know that Yosef is actually called Safnas Paneach, revealing secrets. Gila soyday. So there seems to be a lot of remazim to Yosef. You can find hints to him all over the Haftarah. But what's the general message though? What's the message to Yosef? So, there is a message. The message is that Bnei Yisrael, the Navi, is complaining. Hashem said, "I did so much good for you. I took you out of Mitzrayim. I took care of you. I helped you against the mighty warriors from the Amorites. I took care of you for 40. I did everything for you. And still you repay me by sinking so low morally." Well, says the Navi, let's, Mr. Bederach Remez, take a look at Yosef. He was the exact opposite. Yosef had every excuse to turn away from Hashem. He was a castaway. He was thrown away by his family. They considered him a shegetz. They sent him from the holiest land to the most tummy land in the world. They despised him. They said he's not ready to live with Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, the Imahais, with the Shifteka. They threw him away. And what did he do? Did he sink down? He said, "No. As much as you throw me away, as much as you cast me away, I'm still going to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch." When he was challenged in the terrible place of Mitzrayim, which had sunk so much in the world, it was the lowest place in Znus, in Avodah Zarah. Actually, the Malbim himself learns that when the pasuk speaks about Hashem taking out of us Mitzrayim, there's also a hint of Hashem try to help us veer away from Avodah Zarah, Gilui Shemichas Damim, specifically Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis. Yosef was stuck there, and still he says, "I'm going to stay in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to stay. I'm going to stay strong." And this is the contrast. This is what the Navi is saying, Pashav Shat. The Navi, the Haftarah, is speaking about. Hashem has given us so much good. Why don't we appreciate it? Let's stop turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then in the hint, we have over here so many hints to the story of Yosef, who has so many reasons maybe to think that one would think he could turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he knew that no matter what, the right way to go is always to turn closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.